Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. This week we're answering this question sent in by listener Ian. He asks, has anyone ever wondered when or why humans started needing sex education? How did we survive through the transition from instinct to learning? Good question, Ian. To answer this, we've tapped up the expertise of Professor of Science Education at UCL, Michael Rice.
In many cultures, sex education has been undertaken outside of schools for as long as is known. Often, near the time of puberty, girls and boys are separately initiated into adulthood. Girls are told about menstruation and sexual intercourse by their mothers or other adult females. Boys are told about sexual intercourse by their fathers or other adult males.
But what happened once a lot of the world started shying away from parental guidance?
With the increasing establishment of formal schooling over the last couple of hundred years, schools have often been expected to teach sex education. Precisely what the emphasis has been has varied greatly over time. For example, before the advent of antibiotics, a lot of emphasis was often placed on avoiding infection with gonorrhea and syphilis. In the 1980s, the advent of HIV/AIDS meant that there was suddenly a shift towards teaching about HIV transmission and prevention. To this day, a frequent emphasis in school sex education is on avoiding becoming a parent too early in life. Surveys regularly show that parents support schools playing a role in sex education. Student evaluations frequently show that they are not very impressed with the sex education they receive in schools, reporting that their teachers are often embarrassed and not good at answering questions.
There you have it. Thank you very much to Ian for the question and to Michael Rice for the answer. Next week, we're answering this question sent in from listener Lotus. If I wear mirrors all over my body whilst it's sunny, would that keep me cool? And we will be sure to reflect on that one next week. In the meantime, if you do have a question or an answer of your own, you can send it in as a voice note to chris@thenakedscientist.com or check out our forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.